35. Okay, first we have to wish Mazel Tov to our dear friend Herschel Hartz on the birth of a baby boy named Menachem Mendel. Menachem Mendel Hartz. Okay, so we're going to sing the, shall we wish him a Mazel Tov?
If I can sneak it through the volume door or something like that,
Mazel
Tov.
Okay, we are up to the Chazara. We are in the Shilas Chazara on page 6, question 35 in Packet Yud. They did have Marami Rutenberg. So let's find the Marami
Or by some time. Yeah.
Rutenberg. Mordechai, what page is the Marami Rutenberg on? You got it in the nine
More like it's a 10.
or 10? I think it's a nine. It's a nine. Packet tests. Page 13. Yeah. Yayin hanikrach betoch achoref.
Rabbi Simon, do you want to formally open Shia?
Oh yeah. Zechnish was having more yachum in Yisrael Pilchas. Zechnish was Daniel Lashena. Vas Yeshua Falt. Question third, page 13, bracket 9. So you have wine that became frosted, it became like ice. Pasuk remained a simcha de mutu b'shtiyah. So this is the thing what we saw in the Ozarua, right? So now we're seeing it in the Maran Rutenberg. And he says, for remained a simcha. See, simcha is a good name. This name goes back, the name simcha. It's, I told you, the Chasam Sofer had a daughter named Simcha. Chasam Sofer had a daughter named Simcha. So Simcha, I think, inspired him a lot. They have also
Right, it's mostly Sfaradim.
named Simcha. I named my son Simcha from Simcha because he was born in Purim. So Avram was my great-grandfather. He was born in Purim, so Avram had Avram Simcha.
It's also like a Hasidic thing.
Huh?
It's also like a Hasidic thing in Charles.
Yeah, just stop, even if he's not born on it.
I think so. Well,
It's like a Dolios
also simple learning.
B'Simcha. What about Chabad? Do they use the name Simcha?
I'm not familiar with many symbols, to be honest here.
In Chabad.
I'm not familiar with so many symbols.
Do Sfaradim say Simcha
Simcha.
Simcha? Simcha, no?
Yeah.
It's really Mil El, Mil Ra. I'm not familiar.
Milra,
Ashkenazim, I do very
Milra,
know.
Milra,
It's supposed to be a milra, but Ashkenazim, you say, use mil el mostly.
Yeah, on everything.
You're right, on everything. Yeah.
But let me ask you, what about
Simcha?
The other rabbis, like the people near Shneur Zalman, they use also, right? Or Shalom Bear. Yeah. Hi, Moshka. That's what my wife was saying. Okay, so passing Rabbeinu Simcha, the Mutar B'Shtiyah, Noga Goy, Afo Pishin Moach L'Chamikant. So since at the time that you touched the wine, the guy touched the wine, it was frozen, so it's Mutar. Even though later on it melted, so you don't say, well, the ghee of the guy is still latent in the wine. So he says, the tiny bit of self the mind to me, she gleaned the mind, and Mashka to fair to her. In other words, if they were mind to me from before, and then they were frosted, it froze, they're down their tar. But if they melt again, they go back to the tumor state. And then he says, Mikvashov to her. So then you can't become Yai Nesach. And then he says, Matsasi had the Pirish.
Why is Yai Nesech a Kal Bachomer?
In other words, because Alvei Shehigli Kol Shekei She'enu Mekabel Tuma, Kol Shekei She'enu Osa Yai Nesech. Because Yai Nesech need Mashke. So certainly, see, other things you don't necessarily need Mashke. It can be an ochel, it can be another form, it can be makabel tumah. But yain is nafka a mashka. It's a purpose for it. So therefore, it has nafka has to be a mashka. So then, so certainly, if it's not a mashka now, it can't become yain nesach. But then he says, Matsasi had the pirish, the bisha hublar ain't.
Wait a moment. This is. Oh, so when it's higlid, so therefore it's not even a mashke. I'm just not sure of the kol shekein.
I'll tell you, the kol shekein is because when tuma, so there could still be tuma even in things that are not mashke. So if but afal pi kein, we say that it doesn't have tuma anymore. Parcha the tumim menu, but. But when it comes to Yayin Nesach, where it's only by a mashke, so then certainly if it's not a mashke, then you won't be able to become Yayin Nesach.
Okay.
Yeah, why is it Parcha Tuma? Should it just become a Sheini?
Right. So that's a Chiddush, right. That's a Chiddush. That Parcha Tuma, that it's, some want to say that it's not even an Ochel.
Maybe isn't we're dealing with the Rabbanon vis-a-vis versus the Doraisa?
Well,
maybe that's the Kol Shekein, no?
Well, so Kol Shekein, you could say Kol Shekein Shein Osi Yain Nesed because it's only the Rabbanon, you see?
As opposed to Tuma, which is
Doraisa? Maybe. But then he says, "Matzasi had the previous the Misha Hublad Eimu Mishum Yai Nesach Davgash Higlit Sholem Aval Nishbar Yeshbo Mishum Yai Nesach." So look at Footnote base. B'shut marsham. The topic in Kavanah Rabbein Lesser Dafke Mitchila Lo Nigla Kulo Elon Nasa Shvarim. Well, Mikar Nigla Kulo Chafin. But what does it mean? It means the whole thing became one piece of ice. Huglat Shalim. Means the whole yain is like one piece of ice. Aval Nishmar. So Nishmar means it's not one piece of ice. It could be different. So that's a fascinating thing he's saying. So what's the chat in this? Only Shehuglad, Rav Shehuglad Shalom.
I thought what we said before was that the ice sort of creates a, sorry for the pun, but it freezes in time and it creates a new Metzias. Once it melts again, it creates a new Metzias.
Yeah. Yeah, pack and pay, yeah. Okay. Hello. Hello. So, hello. So.
And so to say to me that Shvara, like small little parts of it, was frozen off, but not the whole thing. I have a taste that I'm going to freeze in time. Or create a new Metzias. The new Metzias, if you will, only happens when the whole thing is frozen.
So if the whole thing is frozen, so
and it melts afterwards.
The whole thing is frozen, and
it
goes. The whole thing is frozen, and then a guy touches it. So it's not a mashke anymore. But if it's just pieces, then they're not.
The case is, and this is Yain and Nikrat Betoth Bakayudav. Pasak, Rabbeinu Simcha, the Mutter Shia, Inaga, Pagoy.
Yeah.
That's talking about when it's in its ice state. It's
right.
Mutter Shia, if the Goy, whether he touched it when it was a Kerach, or when.
No, he touched it when it was a Kerach.
He touched when it was a Kerach.
Yeah.
Okay. But, and if the Goy touched it when he was liquid, obviously, it's also okay.
Yeah, if the goy touched with the liquid, then it's a, no, then it'll be a problem.
Wait, the liquid before it became a karach?
Okay, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
That was
wait, no. The liquid before it was a karach? Rabbi Simon?
The liquid, first it was liquid. Then it
first was liquid,
then it froze.
Karach, and then it froze. Melted again.
But it was froze, right?
So I
and then a guy touched it while it was froze. So and then it melts.
I'm going to say in the state of it, either whether it's a liquid or ice, so, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. So when it's because since the time he touched it, it was frozen. That it wasn't a mashka then. So it doesn't have a din of yain stam yainim because the time that he touched it, it was just like we said before in the Arzarua. But he's making a chilek between freezing it shalim. As opposed to, it was Nishbar. Nasa Shvarim, the footnote says.
I just want to be clear with you on one case. Liquid without wine. It was touched by a goy. It's not mabushal wine, whatever. It should be usher the maga aquam, right?
Right.
It freezes. It melts and becomes wine again. What's her usher?
When he touched it, what was it?
It was before it froze. It was liquid before it froze.
So then it's usher.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. I thought.
Because the case that it's mutter is when it was touched when it was frozen.
What's the apple she knew what she knew what the apple became or become?
Even though
it melts later.
Later, it doesn't matter because the time that he touched it, it was. It was.
Could it be that in the distinction between Shvarim and if it's Nimoach Lagamre is because Shvarim could be considered like blocks of ice in a drink?
Right.
So maybe they don't want to make, you know, maybe they say blocks of ice in a drink. Once, you know, it's just blocks, it's just pieces of ice. So what are we then going to say that if you have a drink with ice in and a goy touches it and you'll try to get out of maga goy because you'll say he didn't touch the liquid, he only touched the pieces of ice. Maybe they don't want to make that kind of problem for themselves.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a svara. So they say if it freezes completely, fine. Then we know it's no longer mashke. If it's pieces, it might be like pieces in a drink.
Okay, that's not a bad svara. Give me pieces in a drink, and therefore it's still. So even if you would touch the ice,
right,
it still would be usher. Because the ice is part of the, it's like bottle to the rest of the liquid.
It's bottle, or maybe they don't a law plug kind of idea. They don't want to get into to fine distinctions with a Jew saying here the goy only touched my ice, he didn't touch the drink. He sort of touched my, you know.
Okay. 36. Taintiver Hadrisha in Weinstein. So what's the Drisha? What page is the Drisha on? Misha, you're there. Yeah. Where is that? The Drisha? The Kuf Chav Gimel. Is that in the packet here? Where do we see this? Mordechai, where do we see this Drisha? You want to get a Drisha? The tour? You're there?
What's in it? I'll get it.
Yeah, Yordaya Kuf Chav Gimel.
Kuf Chav Gimel?
Yeah, tour. We need the tour.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
But
that's put it up anyway, also.
Okay, yeah. Want to share the screen? Oh, I'm the last one to ask. Yeah. You have it, Rabbi Arvard?
I'm getting it.
He's gonna get,
What letter in the what Siman in the Drisha?
Gimbal,
Kof Kaf Gimel, right?
yeah. Gimbal,
What
Lamed Beis, Oslamed Beis,
Lamed Beis?
further on, further on.
in the Drisha.
Only goes up to Chet.
The Prisha?
No,
The
the
Prisha.
Prisha. Oh, the Prisha. I heard the Drisha right.
Prisha, yeah. Here we go. Okay.
I have it here. I'll do a share just a minute. Okay. Okay. Here it is.
Yeah. He's quoting, yeah. Let's go to the Torah. Cause of a Rashba. Tamsis hayayin hanikra shal dofnei hachovis. Akakan lugu hanhet hakevish shud yamish. Okach kola kola chuk is yad shabal. If you have like sediment from the wine, that's solidified on the wall of the barrel. Says Nogu Behem Heter, Kevin Shein is Yabesh, Kol Kat Vakol Kol Lives Yon Shabol to offer Ba'alma. So it's not called wine, so it's mutter.
Oh, look, just look before. Beloshen Ashkenaz Weinstein,
Yeah, Beloshen Ashken is Weinstein.
says the Prisha.
So,
I kind of magio.
yeah.
I'll go better. Wow.
So what is this? What is Weinstein? No.
Concentrate.
Yes. What is it, Stein?
Stone.
Stein.
Evan.
Stone.
Evan.
Evan, exactly. It's like they have kidney stones, blah blah. I had bladder stones that like pieces in the so the same thing you have
Calcium being
well.
specifically calcific sediment
Right, exactly.
mineral.
Oh, see, we have a doctor here.
I look at those all the time.
What do you
All
do?
these stones everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're what type of you're?
I have a videology.
Yeah, so you look at stones.
Yeah. My whole life last night looking at stones.
Yes. Yeah, okay, we can
I like
discuss.
sediment wine much better.
So these are stones of the wine. Einstein's. So it says. So the preacher says that it's mutter.
It makes a dimium
One second. Must be going to mutter me on it.
this is if a goy touches it,
Didn't
right?
bring her rash, but mashma to be yovish. I know she's not going to be close. So this was trefloid.
What's the case?
He says, "Goes to the Rosh, but Tapsis Hayayin and Nikra Shal Dovni Hachovis on Kachan Hogu Mehetrek Shekem Shetziyam Bruch Ofer."
This is not exactly higlid. It's a different.
This is a treif wine. When we say that the sediment that dried up, the stones are butter, because now that's not wine. So it's like.
It's sort of like higgly. It's like higgly do.
Well, not well.
Well, it's
the principle of the same.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking about Magagoy here?
Yeah, we're talking about treif wines. So the treif wine that was in the barrel.
When you say treif wine, are we what kind, ago, whose wine? Ago, whose wine is this?
And then you see pieces on the barrel, like solidified pieces.
Rabbi Simon, when you say
that treif, those solidified pieces, would
is
be
it our wine that a goy touches? Is it stam yain? No, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I think Herschel saying either way, maybe. Well,
can we? Why don't we look at Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel and see what he's referring to?
Okay, but
here.
Let's see. But I think the principle is going to be the same whether it's Magagoy or it's Yain Nesa.
Yeah.
Yain Nesa.
Sorry.
This seems like a din of Panim Chadoshos, because he talks about 12 months.
Oh,
yeah, Panim Chadoshos.
Which is not the same thing as what we're talking about.
Right.
And in a way it is, but because we're saying that once it was Higlid, it was Ke'ilu Panim Chadoshos, but then it can go back, so it's not really Panim Chadoshos. This can't go back, Lechora.
Right. Right. And then he speaks in the Marsham.
Wait a moment, Rabbi Simon, don't you have a tour in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell us, please, what the Prisha is referring to?
I can do that, too.
The Prisha is referring to the Rashba, Tzamtzis HaYayin HaNikrash, although it's Hilchas Yayin Nesach. This is Yayin Nesach. They have done kosher wine that now you have pieces of the barrel. So those are like, they're not bladder stones, but they're void stones.
Right.
We have a world's expert here on stones. And he said he was looking at stones the whole night. Whichever Shia, we have somebody who's a world expert on stones.
Wine sediment.
Right.
The point is that it lacks the quality of liquidness anymore, or whatever. Liquid.
Right, because it dried out.
It dried out.
So it only
therefore, it becomes, in a certain sense, I think the way that Aaron phrased it, Anim Chadosh, it's very accurate.
Hey, well, why wouldn't it work if we use...
Aaron, the Prish is going on which Siman here? Which of the footnotes?
Lamed Gimel.
Lamed Gimel.
Ve'ein Mekalfin Hatamtis Anikrach. See on the fourth line.
I see.
You should say the same.
I would think it would revert when it goes to the Tal Seder. I mean,
Rabbi Simon, could we trouble you just to read this tour?
Yeah, no, I said, the tour says...
We've got it up on the screen now.
Kosev HaRashba.
Yeah.
Tamtzis HaYayin HaNikrash Al Dofni HaChavit HaKalkanim Nahagu Behen Heter Shekevin Shin Nisyabesh Kol Kach Kvar Tala Kol Lachmukis Yayin Shebo Uka Afar Ba'al Mahu.
Umasim Bechol Yom.
Because we use Goyish barrel.
And he said,
and have all the stuff on it, and we don't make sure that we take it off.
Not only that, and he's not kosher for the balua either.
Yeah. So,
Can we go back, Aaron, now that we've seen what it is, to Lamed Gimel, please? Yeah, but that wasn't the one we were looking at. No, it wasn't Lamed Gimel that we were looking at.
What we're looking at, mind me? Lamed Bet we're looking at.
So the preacher is adding that you don't have to wait 12 months. Is that what he's adding to the rush, or he's tweaking the rush bar?
No, you do have to wait 12 months.
Every time, this is one day. You just
the preacher. Right, miyat. Shabbat to miyat. Yeah, Herschel.
And so the priest is saying we have to wait 12 months.
Long came with the Rabbi Shabbat about mitzvah, the voice, and we looked at the, what is it, Rabbi Tolushin's book and whatever. My question is, if the dinyon between mitzvah and this case of Yain Shinitrach is exactly the same, so then there's no shiloh b'chol about the mitzvah. Of course the mitzvah is not okay. Meaning, you had Yain Shirubin, it froze. Artificial ice, it froze. Then you put it into the mikvah and it melts. It's still my shuvim. The karachness didn't help it. That's my point. You have to say that, you have to say, like what Aaron is saying, that there's a pun in Kadoshus here, that the, it's the goy touched the wine.
Yeah.
When it was the liquid, then it becomes, then it become an ice,
yeah,
then it melts again. You have to say it's mutter, unless you're going to say to me the whole dimyon b'chol to mikvah is not a dimyon b'chol. It's just an example. Let's say, for example.
Wait, I'm still on the prisha. Why are you bringing us the prisha, Rabbi Simon? What educational point do you want to make that wasn't in the tour bringing the Rashba?
The Rashba says, because the concept of miyad.
So you bring in the prisha to discuss miyad as opposed to 12 months.
Yeah,
is that why you're bringing the prisha?
Artificially, or not even artificially, you can naturally recreate the 12 months experience.
Right, the Rashi wants to say before is Yud Beis Chodesh.
You can create the reality of Yud Beis Chodesh within a matter of minutes, let's say.
That's the Chodesh.
He says, Mashma Midvarav Shemutar Miyad. And then later he says, Miyu Bedivre Arashba Mashma de Yavesh Hainu Kishnit Nit Yavesh Shnei Masar Kodesh. Rabbeinu Gamkein Nire de Kavanato Kein. So is he saying the Miyad is a false reading, is a superficial and incorrect reading in the Tur and the Rashba?
Well, the Rashba is saying miyad. I mean, the preacher is saying miyad.
No, but look at the. So then, how do you reconcile it with three
miyad,
lines
miyad,
on the bottom?
He's interpreting that miyad means achrei yud bet chodesh when it's mityabesh legamri. You don't have to do anything after it's mityabesh.
Okay, so he's explaining. He's explaining that the miyad means 12 months. Is that a correct statement?
That's what I think. I think that's why the editor put miyad in quotation marks also. Because that's not, I'm sure that's not in the pre-show.
What am I saying?
The pre-show doesn't use those quotation marks. or wine bold or something like that.
You have water, you put it into the artificial ice machine, you make the ice, yeah. You put it into the mikvah. What's the shine of the bottle? Of course it's not okay, because it's mine shulim.
Yeah, so Rashba is saying that.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yaisha Nikrash. No good behind the head. She came to the Yad Vishkol Kah. Pisha says, "No guba heter means right away. You don't have to wait." He says that Rash was mashma, the Miyove Shainu Shin is Yad Beis Yud Beis Chodesh, and the Tour also is mashma that.
Are you reading it like Aaron is reading it?
No, I'm not. He's saying, but he's saying that you don't have to wait anything.
Right.
If you see pieces of solidified pieces in the barrel, then those are mutter right away. Right. But he's saying
that in the Rashba.
The Rashba, right. But what about
you say the Rashba says Miyad?
No, Rashba doesn't say Miyad. The
Mashma Shemuta Miyad.
That's the Prisha's interpretation.
Right. Prisha's adding that to the Rashba.
But he's saying,
it's not the Prisha explaining the Rashba?
No, he's saying he thinks the din is. Or.
The Prisha seems to be.
Aaron, can you just color for Rabbi Simon to make your point? Just color this from the second line, Mashma Midvarav Shemutar Miyad. Just color it, please.
I have to figure out how to color it.
Okay. Right, color that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I understand.
But one second. Okay, color that yellow. Okay. Now color what you were saying before. Shiyehei Yavesh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's color, no. Color from Mihu B'divrei HaRashba. Mashma. Yeah, you're right there. Just go.
Yeah.
Okay. Now go and stop. Yeah, okay. How do you reconcile those two sections, please, Rabbi Simon?
So he says, the Nogu Hetter is, and he says here, because the minhag is miyad.
Why did the oreich put miyad in quotation marks? That's what gives chizuk to what I'm saying. Why does it mean mutar miyad? Why do you need the quotation mark? I think to emphasize that it's ke'ilu miyad. In other words, you don't have to do anything further. But not to say that you don't have to wait. You don't have to remove it.
I think it just means when we say the Nogubu Heter, is let's say we should put them in.
Aaron, is there any way you can open
two? I think he thinks the din is that it's miyad, but he says the mashma. So the rashma maybe is not mashma that way.
But he says mashma midvarav shemutar miyad. He's not saying it in his own name.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, is there any way you can open two screens that we can look at the tour at the
I'm
same
sure
time?
There is. I'll see if I can.
That's
way to do it. In word, I know how to do it.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I think he's saying that.
Aaron, what I'm thinking of is maybe the miyad in his that both of these are like are on the Rashba, but maybe there's he says mashma in the Rashba it's miyad on X, and mashma it's b'divrei Rashba that it's 12 that for Y it's 12 months.
What's the X and
but
what's
I can't.
The
I'd have to look at the. No, I don't have a. I don't have the tour in front of me.
But there's something else. In other words, he's talking about. He's talking about, you know, as soon as it's dry, and it seems to be dry, without doing anything further. And then he says you have to wait 12 months. That's not doing anything further. In other words, that's the miyad is after it's totally dry. That's why I understand. Let me see if I can get tour back. I can get the tour back. Question is if I can do both together. Just a minute.
I don't know. What are we trying to figure out right now? Because it seems like the dimion is that dryness, the item is no longer in a liquid type of fashion.
Oh, here it is.
It's dry.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Life situation.
Yeah.
So what are we trying to figure out?
What Shin is asking, there seems to be a steer in the preacher, because first he's saying, Mashma Bidvarav. The drum is the words of the Rashba to put to Biyat. It's on Shum Dover.
Okay, and then what is the.
But then he says, Mashma, you need to use Blaze Kodesh. Unless you say, maybe what Ramar is saying like this. The Mutter Miyad, after Yud Beis Chodesh, maybe you have to say that.
With no further action.
Miyad means
no,
that you don't
further,
have to do
no
anything.
Further pula. No, you don't have to do
by
anything.
No further pula. I think maybe you're right. Maybe you have to learn what you're saying.
So, Aaron, if I understand you correctly, you're saying the first part is what's Mashma in the Rashba. Miyad is, we might think, that it's immediate, and therefore it's in inverted commas, but it's mashma that it's actually 12 months.
Right, and then it's miyad.
And that is what constitutes miyad.
Even though you see the things on the barrel, you see the pieces, you see the stones.
What's the kiddush? What's the kiddush?
So you might think that you should at least
take
a
sleep or something.
You should scrape it off.
No, what do you guys call it?
What's the
practicality
of the set? No one can ever drink the sediment on the barrel.
Right.
Although the frozen cubes of wine
will drink. Maybe one day they'll fall into the drink and you'll drink it. So the question is that treif? So one day it'll detach. So may as well.
But what's this?
No one if it detaches. So if it detaches, it's kosher.
But what? Wait, Rabbi Simon. The Lola Hunting. Lola Hunting ode?
Right.
Well, he didn't say oy, but he says the lo lahamti.
Right.
Wait, but later on, miu medivrei Rashba mashma debiyavesh hainu keshin nisbayesh
yishyavesh
keshin nisbayesh.
In other words, he says Rashi's case is probably it was already 12 months, but you still see the things on the
floor. No, but the Chafadim, look, the Heshin is by Yabesh, Yudbeis Chayvish. It's like.
Aaron, don't move. No, no, no. Can you just go back, Aaron, because I want to say something. Can you just go back to what you had? The mask, the Cholyom in the tour.
That is right.
We're in the tour.
Yeah, yeah, because there's, I'll tell you what's bothering me. I like what you said, but something is bothering me in the tour. If you could just go down a bit.
This cuff is very, Kishin is Yabesh.
Yeah, okay, stop.
Yeah, you need, there was ready, Yabesh, and now you come. It says, now you can just use it. You don't have to wait.
Correct, without, you don't have to wait.
Meaning, you know, you're waiting to do your best, because ready was your best time.
Okay.
But now you see a barrel. That's your best.
And you see it's very dry.
And it has these little things on.
Correct.
So he says, you can fill it up with wine. You don't have to worry that there's the little things, you should take them off. Because maybe one day they'll detach themselves.
Okay, makes sense. Got it.
Rabbi Simon, there's only one thing that's bothering me in Aaron's explanation, and that is two lines. Can you see he's done a split screen now?
Yeah.
Look at two lines from the bottom in the tour. Do you see it? So it says, Umasim b'chol yom, shemishtamshim b'klei nochrim, lachar milui, v'ein mekalfin hatamtzit hanikrash alav. So what's troubling me there is if Aaron is right, that is La'akar Yud Beit Chodesh,
right.
And it doesn't say that. If you just gave me that line, I would say, La'akar Milui, and they don't do Ein Mekalfin, the Tamsit, and they use the Goyish Kalim immediately. It doesn't say the Yud Beit Chodesh. That's the problem.
Right. And it also doesn't say, it also says miyad. So the two things together seem to say that you don't have to wait at all. But on the other hand, apparently, the idea is that if you do it miyad, it's obvious that you have to do something because it's a living isur. In other words, it hasn't dried up. It really hasn't dried up. It hasn't lost its isur yet. So that's why he adds that it must be because in which he can't even fathom that you would be able to use it miyad without being mekalefit. So that he has to wait 12 months.
Right. That's okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, Aaron. It's maybe.
I have no royalties on this.
I don't know. It's a bit problematic, that line in the tour.
The last thing is, on question 37, the Marsham talks about Weinstein and honey. And Weinstein and honey.
Well, before you go, do you see the problem?
One second, page 19. It says, Marsham is stopping, Ibuto, the Stabish, but Vasha, who are Pesach. Pivar, Hashash, as Zeir, Hanosn, and Musokosh, Sheesh Lokosh, Ula Yeshbo, Hashash, Kibbutz, Ula, Weinstein, Ogham. Because you have to worry that you have these Weinstein, maybe those chametz in it, and those things, those little particles, are the chametz that was put in the dvash.
Which page are you on, and in which booklet?
19, in bracket tests.
Okay.
In the Marsham. So he says the concept of Weinstein by Dvash. You have to worry about that. He says that's what the Shoyal was mistaken. He mutul shtamish by Dvash ahu lepesach. Yivach hashash and the era shenid nutochu sheish lachush ulai yesh bo hashash kibutz. Ulai a Weinstein ba gam mihayenish maharvin bo. Maybe those things have wine that put honey in, and then that have chametz. Yishbo chametz gomer. After Weinstein, chelok pochus me'el mikomokim yishlom David over hamamid. Gam shehu mevatel lechatchil biyadayim. So that's the question of for Pesach, what's the din of these things? Okay, I'm gonna stop it for now. We have to see the. I want to see tomorrow the base Yehuda is poorly installed. All right. Okay.
Rabbi Simon, could I trouble you before tomorrow? Would you just look at that tour again and that problematic
okay.
line?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think we've nailed this down yet.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's say that. Okay. And let's see. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay, so tomorrow 11 o'clock.
Okay. Do we have Wednesday night shear this week?
No, because the Rabbi Moorhead is sitting Shiva in Eretz Israel. And I think we should wait until he comes back and makes the packets, etc. So I guess we'll start the next Wednesday. Okay, this way you won't miss it. And I'll have to tell the Sarlums that, you know. Okay, Koltov, have a good day.
Do you want me to text them? I can do that if you like.
Yeah, and I'll try to call them, you know. So, okay, if you want to text them, you're good.
No. If you're going to call them, it's, you know, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, okay.
But Rabbi Simon, are you with me on that problem in the tour?
Yeah, I'm going to look at it more.
No. But no. Did you see the line that we were looking at right at the end? Did you look at that with us?
The line that says what? Which...
Ma'asim b'chol yom.
Yeah.
That, please, you need to look at that.